And I feel like having this discussion about finding our why is very similar to having this discussion about finding our passion or our purpose. And what do you recommend for people, especially entrepreneurs, that are looking for that kind of higher purpose? They're looking to find passion in what they're doing, specifically with their businesses.
Great question. I'm sure many people are familiar with like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
For sure. Abraham Maslow.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that in the silo or the knowledge of psychology is really apt for kind of going off your question here of like what we're talking about, where as these basic needs are met, we're able to kind of access higher aspects of ourselves.
Alan has started and grown several multi-million dollar businesses. His mission is to help you do the same. Welcome to the Business Growth Pod, building the future one entrepreneur at a time.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Business Growth Pod. I'm your host, Alan Draper. Today, I would like to welcome Jeremy Lastman. Jeremy is the founder of Universal Imagination, Inc., which is a multidimensional research and development organization pioneering the passion industry. He's a former SpaceX technologist, interesting, and inventor of Imagine Technology. Welcome to the show, Jeremy. We are very excited to have you today.
I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Passion, huh?
Passion. Passion, passion. I always like to say that passion is my passion.
I own a few different companies. One of them uses door-to-door salesmen. And that's a tough job. Going door-to-door, like it's not 1970 people selling vacuums, right? It's, you know, gated neighborhoods, cameras everywhere, lots of Karens in the world. And one of the things that we, and for years, we've been dissecting what makes a successful door-to-door salesperson. And we've found that their passion for what they do is what separates. It's not they're better at speaking. In some cases, not necessarily even that they work more hours, but their passion slash energy that they bring is what separates people that, and we have some really high earners. And that's the one thing that we've kind of pinpointed. And over the years, like I've noticed, and I'm very passionate about what I do. I think a lot of people will say that. But, and I think that the more passion I become, I feel like it's this cyclical thing. I'm passionate. I find some success. I'm more passionate. So what is it that like got you interested in it? What was your kind of entrance into this world of understanding passion?
The best way I could answer that is one of two ways. One is the lack thereof, like not feeling like I had passion or creativity. And then the other was just the avoidance of wanting one thing to be passionate about for my whole entire life. So I felt I was somehow defective in that sense of I would bounce between things and be super excited about one thing and then lose interest the next day and then hop to this other thing and be super interested and jazzed about this. And it was kind of, I would shame myself about that because I could never really stay with one thing for a very long time. And then add on that school societal pressure that you have to like choose one career and you have to do that for the rest of your life sort of passion, right? And that just wasn't my wiring. It really was when I sat down and I kind of accepted that like multi-passionate DNA that I have, that I started to really, oh, there's something to understand here. There's something I want to learn about myself and like what passion is, especially with purpose, with, you know, the work that you do, the satisfaction you get in your work. And so that really was the starting point.
So what is passion? It feels like kind of this intangible emotion slash approach to life, almost like gratitude. So gratitude to me is not necessarily having what you want, but wanting what you have. Is passion kind of like that? Is passion finding the right thing more, or is it us finding passion with what we already have and do?
I think that's a wonderful way of looking at it. And I think if you look up like the official definition, that's probably where it it kind of goes to is like this kind of intangible emotion that's more or less definitely emotional. But when I, in terms of like kind of approaching this like a scientist and really trying to make it my own and trying to like open up some knowledge here, what I really expanded upon and took into my business is that we see passion as the fuel of human energy. It's not necessarily the things that you are passionate about. It's not expressions of it. It's more seeing passion as a fuel. When it's kind of handled like that, like a volatile substance, like closer to that intangible that you're talking about, you see why it can represent the positive and the negative, the joy and the happiness and the gratitude that you're mentioning, but also the anger and the negative emotions. It's both passion. And so when it comes together like that and treated as a fuel, then that metaphor can be really taken to the cleaning, the training, the refining as a fuel for better performance overall.
I feel like in life, generally, there are people that they're passionate. There are people that are not passionate. There are people that are kind of middle of the road. But I also feel like it's something that you can change. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. Especially I'm taking this fuel metaphor is like, just think of all the plumbing fuel metaphors that you can associate with cars, with houses. It's energy getting clogged when it's not operating efficiently, right? And so when you can address it like the fuel and get it efficient, get it, you know, whatever the software, hardware, you know, choose any metaphor that you want there. That's how you increase performance. That's how you get it to run better, right? In any vehicle.
Interesting. What have you found out about how passion affects performance?
Give me like a specific example so I can really unpack that, like performance for what?
Have you found that, let's say that it's something in athletics, you know, let's say that it's in competitive athletics or anything competitive. Have you found that an increased passion can increase an athlete's or some other type of competitor's performance?
I've definitely had experience with that. Like, especially when you consider, yeah, as you mentioned earlier, my invention of imagination technology, which is really looking at the body, mind, spirit, soul, and kind of a flow in terms of how energy and consciousness flows, where passion is not just emotional. It's not just mental. It's not just spiritual. So when you can clean it, when you can train it in that fashion and refine the purity, and I'm trying to say this in the most scientific sense, though spirituality is a part of our minds, our soul, when all of that is working like at its best, then you're able to push the limits. You're able to challenge anything, that any obstacle. I'm just inspired by, you know, the athletes that are on that other level, right? Like we have this way of saying that, but it's kind of hard. It's intangible. Like you're saying, when they're just at that other level, or they can go into that fifth gear, right? Like more than just mental, it's mental, emotional. It's like all these elements coming together, but that's where I see passion is the fuel of all of that.
This reminds me of a discussion, you know, that I've had before. I've talked about Simon Sinek a lot. I've talked about, he wrote a book called The Power of Why, had a viral YouTube video called The Golden Circle, where he talks about how people that understand their true reason for doing something, in a lot of cases, can be much more productive, you know, obtain much better results. In the Golden Circle, he uses the analogies of the Wright brothers inventing the airplane.
Any innovation, yeah.
Of Apple, of Martin Luther King Jr. And he talked about how those three groups created this movement because they were able to put things in context of what the individual could be passionate about or what the individual could find purpose with. Right. So, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, he said, I have a dream, right? I believe. He talked about those types of kind of higher things that he was passionate about. And in Find Your Why, Simon Sinek talks about how we become much more productive when we truly understand. And I run into a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot, I talk a lot about money and building businesses. And I have so many people, Jeremy, that they tell me that the reason why they want to start a business is because they want a better job. They want to make more money. Mm-hmm. And I usually respond with something like, you know, money is never the end of something. It's always means to an end, even though you're framing it in the context of, no, my end goal is to make more money. No, it's what can that money do for you? It's just a tool, yeah. Right? It's like, hey, I'm, yeah. You know, the reason I'm going to start this business is for the internet. That doesn't make any sense when we frame it like that. The internet's just a tool. And I run into that a lot. And I feel like having this discussion about finding our why is very similar to having this discussion about finding our passion or our purpose. And what do you recommend for people, especially entrepreneurs, that are looking for that kind of higher purpose? They're looking to find passion in what they're doing, specifically with their businesses.
Great question. I'm sure many people are familiar with like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
For sure. Abraham Maslow. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that in the silo or the knowledge of psychology is really apt for kind of going off your question here of like what we're talking about, where as these basic needs are met, we're able to kind of access higher aspects of ourselves kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been researching and the things that we've developed, technology as a tool, like you mentioned, is here to kind of accelerate and streamline and challenge that theory, that pyramid theory of things, because that is a very linear way of thinking, and it's without technology. He didn't have technology right back in those days, right? But we have technology, which is this wonderful tool that almost make that linear path a little less linear. Mm-hmm. And so what this means in the language that I speak is survival of the fittest, mm-hmm. being kind of a core operating system of the human species. That's really what you can challenge to get to the solution of your question there. Because if you can see that this money drive and all of these things are coming from fear, they're coming from, I might not be able to survive, and to question those societal norms and to upgrade this operating system out of the fear, out of these lower animalistic, conditioned, programmed things that are inherent here, allow you to access that passion much faster and get your intelligence working much more effectively so that you're not stuck in that fear anymore. And you're not being fueled or driven by that fear anymore. You can be much more safe to go bigger, to have better performance. And what that does, if I can just use a more, you know, magical way, is it just opens up new doorways of perception and opportunities, because you're no longer clogged up by all those bugs of fear and the pains of generational trauma that restrict your bandwidth, that are hogging up your bandwidth as a human being, as a mind, you know. And what I've seen that do is just gets you out of those old architectures that we think we have to run by or be fueled by.
Maybe this isn't what you're getting at, but to me, this sounds like you're saying that, you know, the hierarchy of needs, this survival of the fittest, it's more of a reactive or a default setting to the human experience.
Great
word,
yes.
But having passion and finding purpose is more of a proactive, or in this human experience, it's allowing us to go choose to create our world versus just surviving. You know, the saber-toothed tigers, they no longer exist, but our mentality, our mindset's still out there that, hey, I have to look around every corner. And because we're sitting here looking around every corner and we're always scared of something, we're always so focused on surviving, that's limiting what we can accomplish. It's taking up this mental bandwidth. So it's versus being proactive and just going out there and finding something we're passionate about and spending our mental bandwidth and time focusing on that, you know, we're limiting ourselves.
That you said that so accurately. And default, proactive, the words that I use in our company, It's conscious evolution. Conscious evolution, the ability to no longer be a passive, as you're saying, to the default, but to be an active participant in your own evolution. This is where technology is giving us this epic opportunity that has not been available in our species before. Because we know evolution on a nature level, on a, the Darwin, on the millions of years kind of scale, right? The species changing, the adaptation, the natural selection. With technology and the speed now, it's actually coming to the individual. We get to have an active role in how we want to evolve and how accelerated that conscious evolution can play by your active participation. As you said, proactive.
That's interesting. Tell me a little bit about what universal imagination is, what you guys are accomplishing there, and how you can help entrepreneurs and other folks.
Yeah. So like I said, we are a passion company. Everything we do is to service humanity in regards to seeing passion as a fuel and pioneering this new field, this new knowledge base that is passion. So I'm sure you're aware of all the new developments of AI, and it's crazy. The candy store that we've got with all these new things, but with it is going to come, you know, a lot of the need for work is going to change as technology starts to take more here. And in my vision, passion is going to be the new focus in this new golden age of artificial intelligence and where humanity needs to find its own originality, its own place in this universe and soul. It's going to become the hottest conversation because I think a lot of people are going to feel lost amidst the rapid changes that are here and coming. And so we've got a huge vision for, as you mentioned, a passion industry, a passion utility, the ability to support and supply the highest quality passion so that others can create unimaginable things and perform in a signature, in what really clean passion allows is originality, uniqueness, individuality. That's what we're researching in healing, in freedom, in self-mastery. So we're building a whole suite of products and services that are focused on this passion.
You know, I tell my teams, as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, one of my proudest moments, it's almost like a proud dad moment to some extent, is when I look at certain changes in my company that I didn't effectuate, that I didn't create. And so I'll see somebody that's like, hey, we're going to redo the website, or we're going to change these logos, or we're going to, you know, change our operating systems, or we're going to use new hardware or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I love when I see that, because what it does is it tells me that they care, you know, and I think that because of how difficult it is to find good people, you know, a lot of businesses will take anybody that's a warm body. Because of what's happening with wages, what's happening with technology, there are certain jobs out there, lower paying jobs mostly, that there's no passion, man. People do not care. And because they don't care, like I started to notice just this lack of service, this, you know, things that companies wouldn't be able to survive 40 years ago because they would never get repeat business. Now it's almost an expectation because... And I think a lot of that, Jeremy, is because the businesses are reacting to the economic situation, the economic environment, and the economic environment is telling them all we care about is cheap. We don't care about quality that much anymore. It's why Walmart and a lot of like fast food places are just crushing it. It's about speed and how economical it is. And I think we've started to sacrifice some quality because of that. What can an employer do to help their people find some passion in their jobs so that their customer service level increases, so that they care enough to want to make an impact on their job and those around them?
That's a big question, you know, because you can go to the market side, right? The market needs to start demanding the quality, like that's going to make the changes. But to best answer the question, I mean, wouldn't you say it does start at the top? It starts with the management, the top level there, to have the vision, to be clear, to be the role model of what it means to be passion driven and to care about the high quality. I do believe that that trickles down in decisions, in action. I'm hugely inspired by Elon Musk. And I think that's a great example of what the mix of being super passion driven and missions for humanity, and but also all the crazy money that he's making too with his amazing products that just market themselves, right? Like, it's up to the leaders to want to have the best passion for themselves, which translates to, okay, what does the company want on that level? You know, if I could plug my stuff, like, that's getting trained on how to unleash that clear, clean, high quality passion for the leaders and for the team. Like, that's what we're talking about here is yes. I mean, aiming for the cheap and aiming for, you know, that stuff is good business. But I think there is a balance that can be taken where there's a revaluing and a revisioning of operation and culture. From my perspective, it comes from the vision first.
I love it. 100%. Well, Jeremy, where can people go to learn more about this imagination technology, more about universal imagination and all the great things that you guys are doing?
Yeah, we've got a website, universalimagination.org, and we've got a bunch of free roadmap activations that you can do. We've got a demo so that you can like try it, this kind of new innovative approach that we've got to demo the technology and see what it can do, and a bunch of solutions and great content that you can read on the website. And yeah, I think that's the best place to start.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Jeremy. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us a rating. And for daily inspiration and business tips, follow Alan on Instagram. Until next time, remember, we build the future one entrepreneur at a time.